Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how to get your teen to listen so that you can stop nagging. And by the way, it could be anybody, not just a teenager. Welcome. My name is Christina. I am founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on here and answer one of your questions live. So if you have a question for me for next week, please direct message me, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com, and all submissions are always anonymous. So let's get to our question today. All right. So this person writes in and says, how do I get my teenager to do the small stuff when they are doing all the big stuff right? For example, my son gets good grades in school and is generally a good kid. Still, I am constantly nagging him to pick up his clothes. And picking up his dirty socks from all over the house is just the beginning. Please help. Wow, isn't this a great question this week? I know that so many of you can relate because I have been there too. I hate nagging my kids and feeling like I am on their butt all of the time. I especially like this question because the parent acknowledges that her son is smart and capable and really a good kid. Therefore, I also sense some guilt in her nagging. She knows that her son makes good choices outside of the home and is mainly getting frustrated that she doesn't see that behavior inside the home with very simple tasks. So today I'm going to give you three tips for stop the nagging and getting your child to do the small stuff. So tip number one, the first thing you need to do is actually figure out what your teen loves, and you're going to use that to your advantage. Your teenager is actually inherently pretty selfish, not because they're trying to be, not necessarily, but because teenagers are actually wired that way. They don't have all of their brain parts working on full cylinders yet. And Mother Nature compensates that by making their first instinct to do what is best for them. What I mean is, your teen is constantly asking themselves, what's in it for me? So if picking up socks doesn't enhance their own life, they will have little motivation to do it. And this goes for everything else you're probably asking your child to do at home. Your teenager does not regard making your life easier as being something of value to them. Now, the solution to this problem is making your requests that have some value and some weight for them in their life. Now, unfortunately, this usually comes in the form of withholding what they want to do until you get what you need them to do done. In other words, start implementing this phrase. You have to do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. By repeating this statement repetitively to your teen and ingraining that phrase into their brain, you will also be teaching them a valuable life lesson. Because adulthood is full of you having to do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. In fact, if you have a child doing most of life right outside of the home, like this writer did who submitted this, it is because they already know, your child already understands this phrase. They have already internalized this lesson in most likely a school setting, but they're refusing to accept it at home. Unfortunately, because you, the parent, probably haven't reinforced it enough. So to reinforce this lesson, here's what you need to do. The first thing you want to do is find out what your child cares about and what motivates them. What do they want to do? Is it going out with their friends? Is it spending time on YouTube? Is it gaming or going to soccer? Whatever it is. The second thing you're going to do is that you need to actually sit down with your child and tell them that from this day forward, the rules are changing. Tell your child that you're tired of nagging them. Tell them that you don't want to be that parent that nags all the time. Tell them that there are certain responsibilities they need to do around the house as part of being part of the family household, and that these chores and expectations should be laid out for them verbally, or maybe even in writing. You really got to lay out your expectations to them. Tell them exactly what you need from them. For example, I need you to never leave your socks around the house. I don't ever want to see one of your dirty socks lying around in the living room. You got to be very explicit about your directions. They can't read your mind, and your passive aggressive hints don't really work very well with teenagers. Now, the third thing you're going to do is, once all your expectations are laid out on the table, tell your teen that the consequences about what's going to happen if they do not do what you're asking them. So you got to lay out the consequences too. For example, every time I find a sock laying around the house, I'm going to take 10 minutes off of your electronics time. Or I'm going to start making you do the laundry if I find another sock laying in the living room. Or you will be required to vacuum the living room before I allow you to go to basketball practice if I find another sock laying on the floor and it's not in your room. So be really specific about the consequence to their action if they're not going to listen. And then step four is truly following through with your consequences. If you tell your child that he has to vacuum before basketball practice, then you got to take the car keys away, call the basketball coach, and tell him that your son's going to be late. You don't have to excuse him from the basketball game or anything that's going to happen because of the choice he made, but you do have to follow through with the consequence. It's going to be really, really important. And then by ingraining this phrase, remember the phrase, you have to do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. You're also going to be teaching your child that completing chores equals getting privileges. You just need to be consistent with it and follow through. Lastly, consider that you don't always have to take away stuff to motivate your child. I know that's probably the easiest thing, and it's one of the things that comes to our brain first as parents. I'm going to take that away. But you can also provide incentives for doing what the things that you want, so you can give them rewards. Or even a combination of the two. You can take away a privilege if they don't listen and then reward them if they do. This double whammy thing can be a very powerful strategy to make your results even faster. And it just works a lot better. Now, tip number two for getting your child to listen is give them a window of time to get your requests done. Now, many parents make the mistake of demanding that their older children do what they ask right here, right now. But if your teen feels like they are being strong-armed into doing your request only your way or on your timetable, then they won't be motivated to do what you want. This is because your growing adult needs some space to do things their way too. Your child is searching to gain their independence, and your demands can feel belittling, actually, to them. And just as you might feel if your boss didn't give you any leeway to do your job, your teen will also begin to resent you if you always demand things on your timetable. Now, the good news is that this is an easy fix. You just got to give your child a time frame for completing the tasks that you want. So, for example, please pick up your socks before dinner. Or please pick up your stuff from the living room within the next 2 hours. Super simple. Give them a time frame that your child can work with. And then my last tip for you, tip number three for helping you get your child to listen the first time so you can stop nagging them, is actually about changing your expectations. Pick and choose your battles. You may want to start with just the socks and be consistent with your consequences for the socks first before you try implementing all the things your child might be annoying you with. Because sometimes it's better to tackle things little by little to see those more long-lasting results. If you try and get your child to shift their way of thinking by implementing like 5 new rules, you can get some significant pushback. But the same child might find your one small request more manageable to deal with and to start complying with it with less resistance. Then, once that new request becomes like the new norm, you can start implementing some of the other requests that you might have for them. Now, I hope that helps you and you can stop the nagging. But if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it. I would love to answer one of your questions live right here. So you can direct message me on social media or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.